Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right. I know people is probably mad at us, but you know, we're back theoretically for good this time, but it's been so long, team. It's been so long, dear Blurtisons. Your leaders has not abandoned you, but we're back.
Yes, your favorite degenerates are back. We've had a lot going on just like the past month. Life changes. I mean, to think about it, starting with July, we had to deal with a hurricane. Then you had the internet out of like the week after the hurricane, which kind of disrupted our like weekly specials of like TV reviews. And then after that, we did a road trip, other life changes. So it's just been a lot going on the past month. So we need to take some time to reset, but we are going to come at you up to December. We kind of wanted to do a Sonic 3 review, but that's going to drop December 20th. We usually release on Wednesdays. Wednesdays are Christmas, and then I'm most likely going to be traveling. You may be traveling. I don't know. Not yet. So with that, it's going to be really hard to do that. So we're going to go to maybe early to mid-December, then take another break and decide before season 5. But with that, we are coming to you rest of the year, essentially. So I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meech and Meech presents
the Blurred City Podcast.
All right, before we get back into our usual antics, let's hit you with Legal Spiegel.
Oh, yeah, because the purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so with that, again, we were doing two TV shows, weekly review or bi-weekly reviews, one for The Boys and then one for The Acolyte. Obviously, both those shows have passed, and we're just going to quickly cover mostly The Acolyte. Just like a 10-minute blurb about how we felt about the show overall. But before that, Meech, how did you feel about The Boys?
It was lit. All right. That's all we need to say. Like, it was lit. Phenomenal as always. Everybody was on one. The degeneracy was at a 10, especially at the end. Justice for my boy Mother's Milk. But greatness all around. I'm just waiting for that last season to hit, and trust me, it's gonna hit like a brick.
Yeah, I know. I think they want to drop Gen V season 2 before that, so I'm kind of concerned about when season 5 would drop, because I feel like in normal times it would drop in 2025, but now I get the sense it might drop early 2026.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And but you know what? I'm okay with it.
That's fair. I mean, mostly like they've been dropping like over the summer for their past few seasons, so I think it would be like summer 2026, which would kind of put in the same range as House of the Dragon season 3, I believe, which another cliffhanger that frustrated me. So but with that, now we're going to get into just really The Acolyte talk. For my thoughts on The Boys, I enjoyed it as well. And again, looking forward to season 5. For The Acolyte, a show that one of the few Disney Plus shows, Star Wars shows, that has been officially canceled and not just, you know, fridged. So, Meech, obviously we were reviewing it. The last actual review we did stopped around episode 5 or episode 6, somewhere in that range. Episode 6, so right when it hit, it's peaked. And then episode 7 happened, and we didn't get to cover that or the finale. So obviously, if it got canceled, it's a miss. But why do you think the show itself was a miss?
All right. So I think there's a lot of reasons that the show pretty much got canceled and was a miss, apart from the obvious fact that Star Wars fans don't know what they want, slash very misogynistic, slash they don't. You know, this is where the danger button comes in. But yes, Star Wars fans are so finicky nowadays. They don't see like the potential of anything. But I do kind of agree with one criticism, and that was like with episode 7, because of the fact, like, all right, all this time we're building up to, like, all right, what was the horrible thing that happened on the planet that caused all the Jedi to basically go, yeah, we need to keep this hush mouth. One has, like, one went to a vow of silence, another to the point where when he was brought out of the vow, he killed himself, and another Jedi, he was just, again, in exile. So we were all kind of, like, built up in our minds, like, okay, what did these Jedi do? How did these witches die? And what led to them thinking, like, okay, one child is dead, and the other, Mei's dead, and they just got Osha. This episode completely does not answer, well, it answers it in a very unsatisfactory way. So basically, you guys have already seen the episodes by now, but...
yeah, we're even doing a full review of this.
yeah, you guys have already seen the episodes. So I'm not going to, like, recap everything, but basically, it was just a giant misunderstanding. Jedi Master Soul, like, he basically gets so attached to the idea of having an apprentice with Osha that any perceived, like, moment of, like, teaching or training from the witches, he perceives as them abusing the children, to which he goes and actually accidentally kills the main mother, who's, I think her name's Anasea. Yeah, Anasea, because she's the one that's like, hey, I'm going to let you go with the Jedi, but then misinterprets, like, a whole situation. It giant misunderstanding.
Thanks to Mei.
And, man, listen.
Which I will get into.
Yeah, just misunderstanding on both ends. They could have just talked it out, but no. They went with the murder route. And how did the witches all die? Well, they used the spell in order to control Kelnaka, a.k.a. the Wookiee Jedi, or Jedi Chewbacca, and the force of them using that ability killed them all.
It was weird how they did that scene, because for me, I was like, so it took all of you to, like, possess the mind of one Jedi. She broke it, and all of you immediately died. And I was just like, you know, like, the way they were scattered. I was like, so that was your spell, what's the spell in Naruto where if you, like, you use it, it kills you immediately? The third Hokage use.
Oh, Reaper Death Seal?
Yes. So essentially, like, as soon as it gets broken, you die. So, like, for me, when I, like, saw it, I was like, so did they pass out and then the fire killed them, or they just immediately died from that, which was, like, a real, really weird scene. But yeah, not to cut you off.
Oh, yeah. So, and basically, it's because that they're like, okay, we all done messed up here, which I'm just here like, okay, what did the one Jedi who killed himself do? All he wanted to do was go home. I mean, sure, he kind of sped to the location, but that was it.
And he, like, kickstarted the chaos, essentially.
Okay, he kickstarts the chaos and he defends himself from all the other witches. Whoop-dee-doo. Is that enough to say, oh man, I need to kill myself. I need to atone for wanting to go home. Nah. All right, but that's basically like Levy's like...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
A lot of what was happening with episode 7 and episode 8 was just a cameo show.
they had to rush the finish.
Yeah, 100%, and you could feel it. You could feel them rushing through it. You know, Khmer and Soul fighting. Mei basically is like, basically she's starting to have a change of heart. I don't know. It's like, hey, we need to bring Master Soul to justice. Even though you tried to kill him, like, not two episodes prior.
She tried to hand herself in 3 episodes prior. She was good to turn herself in. She was like, I'm done with this Sith stuff. And then immediately was like, oh no, I'm taking out the Jedi again in the very next episode.
Yep, such wishy-washy motivation. Then in comes Osha. She, like, and Like, man, forget these Jedi.
That's my point two and three when I get to it.
Like, man, forget these Jedi. But yeah, I say like some of the good things is that, hey, we see our boy Plagueis for the first time in actual like Star Wars lore.
And the last time.
Man, we see the back of Yoda's head at the very end of the episode. We see the back of Yoda's head, and then we actually get to see like what bleeding a kyber crystal does, and it's so clean to the point where I'm trying to like program my lightsaber to do so. So to just like, oh bam, ignite it, starts off as blue, and then it turns red immediately after. I'm like, that's clean. That is clean. And of course, Kamir being the goat as always, but yeah. So essentially, like this episode and this season's kind of plagued, no pun fully intended. It's just plagued by like just weird choices in characters, like as you mentioned with May, like very wish-washy decisions. Sure, I liked the idea of, all right, we have two siblings, one light and one dark. And then they invert places like right afterwards. That was actually a concept like I actually created in a Star Wars story that I written like a long time ago, which I'm like, Disney, give me my money. But yeah, it's like, okay, that was a neat idea. The way it was executed though, I'm like, nah, wasn't it. Sorry.
Yeah. So for me, what I think it missed, so I'm gonna tie my point one and two together, and it was kind of similar to how you were getting into it. I'm ignoring the controversy stuff of like racism, sexism. What I think is that Disney promised one thing and they didn't deliver on it because they got so caught up with another story that most people weren't interested in and that I feel like they didn't do a great job of telling. So with it, they were promised like, okay, this is how the Sith infiltrated the Jedi. So it's essentially, okay, this is a Sith. So with that opening up with May, you know, taking out Indara, is that her name?
Yep.
Yeah, so taking her out and whatever. But over time, Kamir, episode 4, I would say, became the most interesting part of the show. Episode 4 into 5, where he absolutely massacres the Jedi, he became the main character. And then they were immediately, and then episode 6, we're like, okay, what is Kamir going to do? But they were so caught up in the telling the story of Osha and May. And the issue is that what I said, like when we were doing the reviews, is May is an impossible character to root for because she is like literally, she set the fire. She's been killing Jedi. Even if her motivation, we don't find out until episode 7. And then it's just like, you were still trying to set the fire the entire time. You still wanted the smoke. You were still a child psychopath this entire time. And then into episode 8, it's like, why am I rooting for you? And then with Osha is like one of the, I'm just talking about the characters, not the actress or anything like that. Osha is like one of the most uninspiring lead characters like written. Like, what is her motivation for the entire show? She's just like tagging along. And like, obviously with Star Wars, like a lot of the main characters are, okay, I'm new to this, but I'm getting dragged along into this overarching war. Like whether that be Luke, Anakin, even Rey. I know people feel some type of way, but Rey, they get pulled in, but then they immediately have like a mission, a goal. Osha never had a goal the entire time. It's just like, oh, Osha, we need you. Well, one, Osha, we found you because we thought you were the murderer. Oh, okay, it's actually May that's doing it. Let's just bring you along so we can drag out May. Then it's like, okay, Kamir is like, oh, I'm gonna just take you because I don't know why. And it's just like stuff like that, where it's just like, Osha didn't have any motivation until episode 8. And it was so like such a weak transition, even to the point where the Jedi that were killed were her friends. At least Nord was her friend. You know, she just met Jackie.
And Jackie.
And she's hanging out with Kamir like it's nothing, like it's sweet. Like, Mies, let me tell you something. Mies, let me tell you something. If someone takes me out and you can team up with them, I'm haunting you from the grave.
Hey, yo, what?
Your soul will know no rest.
Wait, so if you get taken out, I can't like redeem the
you can't link up with the op.
I can't redeem your op, be like have them repent. No, none of that. Dang, that's crazy.
So again, they thought Brindock was the most important part of the show, to the point where they made Soul look like Not Like Us was about him, because they made his relationship with Osha progressively creepy by episode 7 and 8. Like, by the time you got to episode 7 and 8, you were like, this is weird to an extent. And then for my final point, the flashbacks were brutal. Dude, I watched all 7 seasons of Arrow, and they, like, the first 5 seasons were flashbacks, and then the last 2 were, like, flash forwards. This was an 8-episode season, and they chose to do two flashback episodes. The third one was after releasing their first 2 episodes. So it's like, okay, now we're going back to Brindock to get Kelnaka. Let's do a flashback. And then, like, obviously the controversies behind the episode I don't necessarily care about, we talked about. And then in episode 7, when you have all this momentum in your show from 4, 5, and 6, and, like, Kamir and then Osha, and then, okay, Sol and May, actually, like, that dynamic. And it's like, Venestra with her whip, ready to, you know, whip some minorities with her lightsaber. You had so much momentum, and then your flashback episode in episode 7 is the same flashback episode, like 60 to 70% the same stuff, with like 20 to 30% added in of like new things that, like you said, are uninspiring and don't, like, it's not a great motivation for why this all happened. And then it's like, oh, episode 8, we are getting ready for season 2 that we're not going to get. So that was kind of just like the top part of my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely agree there. I definitely agree with the fact, like, all right, they did not know where to go with the show, or the fact, like, okay, they had a pretty strong and promising premise. It just, they just fumbled. They fumbled it because they wanted to follow something else.
I think if Kamir was the main character the entire time, and we saw him turn, or like at least act as a spy from episode 1 all the way to 8, and to play, I think you have the show that you promised, and like a show that much more people are interested in, truthfully, rather than them following Osha and May the entire time and that storyline.
Hey, but then who would be the acolytes? I guess technically Kamir would be if Plagueis is right there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like that. Yeah, I think like if we had followed strictly, because how I was thinking the show was going to be is like, hey, we're purely folks.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Thing on like dark side, yeah. On the dark side, not dark side from DC, from the dark side itself. Like, we're seeing everything from the Sith's point of view, like Sith characters, and like we are their POV. Like, you see like their musings and how they pretty much interweave themselves, and like the type of carnage they would put out, which funny I mentioned carnage, but it's like, because if you think about it, like there are comics where you follow the villain, i.e. Carnage, or you have like a world renowned movie that people love that follows a villain, Joker, that has a sequel coming out. So yeah, it's just like, it's like you could have went with that premise. I 100% support that premise. As a matter of fact, Star Wars and comics, they do have villain comics. They got a whole Darth Vader comic that is much more interesting than the main comic. I'm not going to lie to you.
And here's the thing, like you mentioned, with that, Kamir had his own backstory of why he turned, because we saw the bruises and scars on his back, and we saw that, okay, Venestra has the lightsaber whip. You could follow his backstory into leading that, but then it was like, okay, how does Kamir know the backstory of Osha and May, and why does he even care other than trying to turn him to the dark side when you already have your story with that? So I think if they would have made him the main character, you'd get a much better show.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely agree there. Absolutely. Things like, hey, Kamir was probably would have been the best main character. And if you had to make like May / Osha, one of them to be the main character, and you just rode that wave out, it would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than bouncing back and forth through multiple perspectives, you're just like, bro, get back to the main plot.
Yes.
Gosh.
All right. So with that, just because, you know, we're back for the first time in a while, we're going to get into random musings. So this is when I bring something to the table that Meech has no idea about. Meech brings something to the table that I have no idea about. And we just kind of talk and discuss it. So do you want to go first or do you want me to kick it off?
Oh, no, I want you to go first because I need to hear this before I tear everything apart.
All right. So over kind of just like, I guess it's been a long time with this, but you know, we've talked before about like how some certain actors or studios, directors, critics complain about, oh, there's no originality in movies. There's no originality in TV shows. Make something new along that perspective. And then even with fans, we do that at the same time where it's like, hey, we're getting, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is coming back as Dr. Doom and different aspects like that. But something that I wanted to look at and just kind of discuss was, hey, are we being truthful about that? Do we really want something new, really want something original? So just like if I mentioned Disney alone, kind of like the things where it's like not being original or it's like retreads, we got Lilo and Stitch live action coming up eventually. We got a Mufasa live action coming up eventually. Toy Story 5, when they said Toy Story 4 was going to be the last sequel, Pixar sequel, we got a Frozen 3. We got an Incredibles 3. Something that I think they will do. I think it's in their back pocket, but I advise them not to do it. You as a lawyer would advise them not to do it. I think they got a Pocahontas in their back pocket live action.
No, they do not. No, they do not. No, they do not. Do no, no, no.
Dude.
No.
They should not do it. Here's how they would write it. Here's how they would write the blurb, because there would be anger. They would be like, hey, we know it's controversial, yada, yada, but we wanted to give perspective to a real life tragedy.
No,
and situation.
No.
And here's what they would do.
No.
They would say the cast is 90% indigenous people. They would promote that. The lead character. I'm telling you, they should not do it. I'm telling you, they got it in their back pocket, depending on certain factors. But here's the thing. In our very first episode, well, our second episode, we covered Jurassic World Dominion, which is getting another sequel. So we talked about prequel, sequels, and requels. Let me read off the top 10 box office movies of 2024, and there will be a trend. So number one, Inside Out 2. I'm reading this of September 6th when I did the research for it, so it's probably going to be out a little outdated in a few weeks or so, but Inside Out 2 is $1.67 billion. That is the ninth highest box office movie of all time. It's probably going to be seven. It won't be six because Spider-Man No Way Home is like 1.9. So I don't know if it'll catch it or not, but it's already in the ninth. It came out 2 months ago. Deadpool and Wolverine, the last time I checked it, $1.3 billion. It's the 30th box office movie of all time. Despicable Me 4, $915 million. That's going to be $1 billion by like the end of the year. Dune Part 2, $712 million. Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, over $570 million. Kung Fu Panda 4, $550 million. Bad Boy, Ride or Die, over $400. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, over $400. Twisters, over $360. Alien Romulus came out last month. That's already $300. And so that's the top 10. All of those movies had a previous movie or like something, or it's like a sequel or a legacy creation to an extent. The only movie in the top 15 for box office is It Ends With Us. And it's based on a book, but it's not like, it doesn't have a previous movie. So that's like the only thing that counts. So my thing is just like, I think we're seeing, like we do kind of want that originality. Like when we do see bad stuff, like The Crow, which I heard was awful.
Ooh.
Badlands, among other things, which apparently nobody watched at all. But if you follow the money of the top 10, that's before we even get to Gladiator 2 and Sonic 3, which I think are going to take over the box office, honestly. Obviously, those are the end of 2024. But if we do the numbers, I think those are going to be in the top 10 as well. So just kind of wanted to see what you thought about that.
I mean, yeah, people are very disingenuous. Like, hey, you want originality, but as soon as you see that everything that's come out are sequels, and y'all still going to see it and still be like, oh yeah, let's give it its praise. I mean, Deadpool, Wolverine, for prime example, that is the prime example of a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But But yeah, I think that people definitely need to get it together. Definitely need, because I do think like there are. All right, so here's my thoughts when it comes to like the movie industry and just Hollywood in general. There is potential for like there are potential for like great ideas and original ideas. It's just the fact that one of two things. One, people will generally probably like not care about the premise or slash find some way to tie it into another idea slash premise and say that it's not original. Or two, the execution of said new idea is not up to people's standard and people's interpretation of said idea. And thus they go like, oh, they go like, and that's why we need to. And then they revert back to the whole, why not make a sequel of this or make a reboot of this because it's safe. And that's the kind of like mindset I think Hollywood is going in. Is like, all right, we can safely make money by aping off of these previous franchises rather than go through the risk of going with this new idea and have it potentially be a flop.
Yeah, like what you mentioned, six of the movies in the top 10 of the box office are at least minimum the fourth movie in a franchise. Six of the top 10 are at least the fourth movie in a franchise. And just like what you mentioned, taking risks, like with the box office, it's going to kind of tie into my second one, so I'm not going to go too deep into it. But with the box office, people aren't taking risks. Like the last risk we really saw was Barbie. And that had a brilliant marketing campaign. That had one of the best marketing campaigns I've seen with like a movie in general. And then with Oppenheimer, which won a lot, that's a Christopher Nolan movie. Like Christopher Nolan sells by himself. And like if you have, again, if you have a great, it's either you have to have a brand or you have to have an incredible director slash actor combo or like that. So that was kind of just like my number one, where it's like, okay, we do want originality, but with our money, it says we obviously don't, because with all these movies, like in the top 10, only two of these movies I haven't seen, and I'm probably going to see them at some point in time.
Yeah, I think the only one I really haven't seen on this list was like Despicable Me and Inside Out 2, which,
You gotta see them.
well, I haven't even seen Inside Out 1,
Whatever.
so yeah, that lets you know where my mindset's at.
Right, what's your musing?
All right, music number one is actually gonna tie in with Disney, and I'm about to unleash a whole can of worms right now. All right, did you see the news about the lawsuit?
Is it the DirecTV one?
No.
Okay, no, then.
All right, so here's what happened. So this married couple, they went to Disney World, and in one of the and like she's like allergic to a certain allergen. Well, she goes to a restaurant which is technically not affiliated with Disney, but was still in the Disney Strip, like the Disney like food complex. So they went to that restaurant. She was served a dish with said allergen, and unfortunately, she had an allergic reaction and passed away.
Hey.
Now, yeah. So now the husband, he decides that, okay, I'm going to sue Disney for basically like this negligence, like the wrongful death lawsuit. And Disney decides. Well, actually, no. I think he decided to sue the restaurant, and then Disney decided to chime in. Remember, this is the restaurant that was not affiliated with Disney at all. But then Disney decided to chime in and say, "Hey, you can't sue Disney because you had an account on Disney Plus that had a clause in it, basically stating that you can't sue us in the event something terrible happens." And he's just like, bro,
Was Disney Plus?
yes. And mind you, this was when he got Disney Plus, I think like 2 years prior. Like he no longer had Disney Plus at that point, but still they still claim that cause, which I'm like, Disney, all y'all had to do was just shut up. Y'all legit did not have to say a word, because this man was going after the restaurant, not y'all. But then y'all decided to open y'all big fat mouth, and now y'all are in the midst of a PR nightmare. And this kind of goes into basically my discussion and musings, and you can like chime in on it on just, you know, when is enough enough in terms of corporate greed slash espionage and just having the HR slash PR know-it-all to shut up. Because I know for me, I'm just like, bro, y'all couldn't see, look, just shut up. Like, y'all could have said nothing, and you guys would not have said, and you guys said nothing, and nobody would have connected it to y'all apart from the fact that it happened on y'all's land. But nah, y'all had to say something. So now all the attention is on y'all. And the worst part is that seemingly y'all do not care about this event at all, that somebody died.
That's crazy.
I'm just like, bro, man, somebody come get y'all. Come get him.
Oh, it kind of leads into my second point, so I'm not going to get too in depth with it, but just kind of like with morals and stuff, where it's just like with a company, like individuals like can make a lot of decisions based on morals. We do it obviously every day. Sometimes you shift, sometimes you live up to the standards you set for your life, sometimes you don't. But with like companies, that mighty dollar makes all the decisions in most cases, and the only time they make moral decisions is based on if the morals interfere with making the mighty dollar. Like, that's actually insane. The fact that wouldn't you like have the wherewithal to know that, hey, this isn't affiliated with us. Dang, you can just put out a statement where this is unfortunate. And you really don't have to say anything other than like, hey, this is unfortunate. Mention that, like, just mention, like, distance yourself where it's like, hey, this isn't, affiliated with us. But that's crazy.
Yeah, and all I'm saying is like at this point, I think the guy he definitely has claims like, hey, now I can definitely go after Disney right now. So yeah, I think like he definitely could go after him. I don't know necessarily if he should or anything like that because they're kind of digging their own grave right now. In fact, he could just continue on with his lawsuit as is. And yeah, continue with his lawsuit as is, and just can and just let Disney fall on their own face.
Did they put out any other statement once, like, they realized he didn't have the account anymore, or
No.
thing? As the resident lawyer, would that be like withstanding the fact that he doesn't have an account anymore in that contract, or?
I mean, it depends on like how long the contract like is stated to be in effect for. Because like some clauses can be like, oh yeah, this is in effect for like 5 years or stuff like that. So depending on like what clause is in there, but also that kind of advises me and gives like the advice to everybody is to now everybody read the terms and conditions. Read the contracts. I know you guys don't want to do it. And I promise you, even I don't want to do it. But seeing this should wake people up to the fact like, hey, some companies have like just really out there, really suspect like read between the line clauses in there. You're just like, hey, what's this? And I think like at a certain point, you got to start reading it and just do all that. So yeah, I think it's fair for us to like read our clauses.
It sucks. Where's for him? With that leads, well, my first point kind of leads into my second random musing, where I think why we don't get originality in terms of big screen movies and like terms of like movie theaters, those types of movies, is because of streaming. Streaming is king. And again, I'm asking people to follow the money. This is where it's like, quantity has to go over quality because we need people to pay for these subscriptions monthly. There's a reason why, like with Disney, where they release like, okay, I'm gonna release this show that's like.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Six episodes it's going to span 2 months. So that's 2 months where people have to, stream in and tap in. Maybe you get a month off, but then like this month, Agatha All Along comes in. Guess who? We're not doing reviews of that, but there's a lot of podcasts that are going to be like, hey, we're a superhero Disney podcast. Okay, we're going to record weekly episodes of Agatha. I forgot what the name of that show is called, but the Agatha Harkness show. Yeah. And you got to keep pushing it out. And the thing with streaming is that you can mess with the numbers the way you want to, because you don't have to show like who is watching, how much is watched or whatever. You like, mostly you see it released like when it's successful, but with box office movies, when a movie does bad, it's either, oh, the box office numbers are so low that it doesn't meet the budget, or the reviews are just absolutely terrible, or both. So it's like, that's how you can judge it easily. But with streaming, you can be like, hey, this TV show, this movie was in the top 10 for a week, so it was successful. But the thing is, on the flip side, is that a lot of TV series, they have to reach the level of a Stranger Things or a Squid Game or a Wednesday to have real cultural standing power, because by the time they finish, and like a lot of us, we can binge it, we automatically have to like get on to the next show immediately. So they're pushing it out. So with that, I kind of ranked the top streaming services, just because like at this point it is untenable to have this many streaming services. So all right, I'm not counting the niche ones like cable network plus type series, because they would just be way too many. But I ripped them into four tiers. So the first one is not going anywhere. Takeover continues. So the first one, Netflix and Amazon Prime, absolutely not going anywhere. Netflix has basically their hands in every type of TV show possible. They're going live stream. They're getting Monday Night Raw in like January. They are streaming a NFL football game on Christmas this year. And I think they're getting more. Yes, Christmas, which is on a Wednesday. They're getting the next Netflix Christmas football game. Follow the money. That's what I'm telling you, people. Amazon Prime already has Thursday night football. And then they have the Friday night. They have like the Black Friday football game as well. Next year with the NBA contract, they're going to have NBA games on Amazon Prime. Those two are not going anywhere. And plus, Amazon Prime, you don't even need Prime Video. Like, you don't need, like, if you have Prime to just like buy stuff, you automatically have Prime Video. So, like, it's not going anywhere. It's not depending on streaming. Number two, this is kind of like the iffy one. I put it safe for now, but merger is on the horizon. Disney Plus and Hulu. See, I would bump Hulu to number one, but the thing is, Disney owns both Disney Plus and Hulu. There's going to be a merger between those two at some point, because
actually it's kind of already happening, because you can find a bunch of Hulu shows on Disney Plus already.
Yep. You're getting to my point where it's like the Hulu shows are on Disney Plus, and then also you can have a bundle with Disney Plus, Hulu, and then ESPN Plus. That's just not sustainable to have three different things, especially if you're already putting one on. The thing is with Hulu, why I almost put it in the number one, Hulu has Emmy-winning shows like Shogun, Snowfall, The Bear. Like, Hulu isn't, well, like, FX on Hulu, like, that's not going anywhere because it's so good. The other two, this one is because it's super niche and the fandom is growing. Crunchyroll, because people are going to watch anime. So that's
all right.
Like, maybe like somebody might buy Crunchyroll and put it as like a subsection where it's like, oh, if you want to go to anime, like here's the Crunchyroll section, because they already bought Funimation themselves with that. So, and then the other one is Max, used to be HBO Max. Same thing, where it's just like, it's owned by like Warner Brothers Discovery. It has like some, like all the DC shows, Warner Brothers shows and stuff like that, the Godzilla Kong and type world. Then it also has like the bangers like House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones, what's coming out this year? What is it called again? The Last of Us, shows like that. Yep. So it's like, that's not really going anywhere. It's just that like with the merger, it got wonky that they went through. The next one, hanging on by a thread, we have Peacock. The only reason Peacock is on this list is because it has NFL right now, and then next year it has the NBA. But like, it's losing WWE, which is the only reason I honestly have Peacock. So I don't know if they're going to keep the pay-per-views, but I know they're that Netflix is probably going to be like, hey, give us the PLEs. So like, if you want to watch like Psych, which I used to do, or like Law and Order in the Office, stuff like that. But I mean, Peacock, you can't really keep onto it. The other one,
Law and Order's on Hulu, so anyway.
But there you go. So Peacock is kind of hard to justify. YouTube TV, I only have it because of the NFL Direct Ticket, so I can watch like all the NFL games on Sundays. So, but I mean, that's going to run you like $300 a year. So, because you have to have YouTube TV in order to get Direct TV, which is two separate things. And then the fourth one, the I forgot you exist, Paramount Plus. I know nobody with a Paramount Plus account. So Knuckles was, the Knuckles show was on Paramount Plus and no one talked about it, but I'm pretty sure it was good.
I have no idea because I ain't seen nothing.
I know it's owned by like, not NBC, CBS. So like the only thing that is on there, like Nickelodeon and then the Star Trek type shows are on there. And then like Inside, all those shows on CBS and stuff like that. So that's what's on there. But I don't know anybody with a Paramount Plus account. So, and then just even going back to Disney Plus, it's hard to justify having a Disney Plus if you don't have kids or if you're not a Star Wars or Marvel fan. There's literally no justification having a Disney Plus. So that goes to my point of how they drop episodes. They have to keep pumping out content. So your thoughts on that? That's why I think we don't have a lot of originality.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that is actually a really, really like great point. Really didn't really like think about it too much, like how pretty much the way shows are even written, filmed, directed, and how episodes are even structured, they're catering more towards the streaming side rather than your own cable television type deal. It's like, you know, cable television, you could like go through the show like an episode normally. Of course, they'll have like pauses in there like for commercial breaks and everything like that, but in here you like go straight through. And they leave it off to where, like, hey, you have to see the next episode in order to keep going. And it's like, and like at a certain point, people are gonna notice, and people are gonna, and people will kind of care. But yeah, I kind of like agree with your point there. It was actually, that's actually a really good analysis. And yeah, I completely forgot that Peacock existed.
Exactly. Only reason I have it for the PLEs, but, and then also like, we're recording this on Saturday of the 7th. Like last night I had the Packers Eagles game. So, and then I think they get like one playoff a game a year. So,
yeah.
But I also have the numbers because of ads, because streaming services, like now they have tiers and stuff. I know you hate ads, Meech. Bear with me. I was doing the numbers. This is crazy. So with YouTube ads, with that, I'm not going to go too in-depth for the listeners, but it's like they do it on CPM. It's like cost per thousand, usually like a budget 4 to 10. So most companies, it's like $10 to $50 daily for a company as a budget. But in order to reach 100,000 views, you have to pay $2,000 essentially to get 100,000 people to view your stuff. Think of all the YouTube video, the videos on YouTube for football games, to stick in with there. 30 seconds costs you $880,000 just for a primetime game. If you count the Super Bowl, it costs $7 million for a 30 second ad. And then with Netflix, kind of like the charging thing, instead of like YouTube, it was 4 to 10. Netflix, it's like $30 to $60, which is why they have the tiered ads now.
Mm. Kill all ads.
So what's your second musing?
All right. My second musing is actually going to be over a deep topic, one that affects both of us. And it's a very interesting one that I've now had a complete change upon. It's over the topic of simpage. And yeah, so as of right now, and as of our return to this podcast, this is no longer a simping podcast. Neither of your hosts here are allowed to simp over anything anymore. And I'm just saying this right now. It's like, hey, when it comes to simping, guys, gotta do better. We gotta, cause the amount of times like people have simped over like just random people, random topics, it's kind of getting out of control right now. There's just been so much. Like if you look at TikTok nowadays, which I strongly don't advise to, like you just get like a million and have like thirst traps, and you're just like, bro, why do I have to keep resetting my For You page recommendation? only to keep getting more. Like it's actually getting kind of insane that like people are starting to like capitalize slash money like monetize on topic of like simping for others. Like there was a like I saw this article where this guy like or it might have been a post where a guy actually went and paid for this woman's gas, right? And considering
Oh, the gas that you put in the car?
what did you think?
That's, my mind was somewhere else. We were talking about sipping.
Hey, yo. Okay, that too, but let's keep it moving, all right?
Keep it
But
moving.
we're talking about like fill up gas in the car, like fill up an entire tank. And mind you know gas prices is on the rise these days.
Yes, indeed.
Like it costs a pretty penny in order to fill up a tank, and it's actually starting to hurt people's wallets. So imagine the guy's surprise when he goes out with the lady, and then there's her man filling up said car with the money he put in.
Wild.
Yes. Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine the shock on bro face? And then old dude who pumping the guy's like, good looking out, cuh.
That's crazy. Wait, how's she getting the money? Did you like Cash App her or something, and then the other dude just filled it up?
No. You know, like how you sometimes go inside, like, hey, can I put
Yes.
like
Okay.
50 on pump four?
Oh. Dang, that's crazy. You gotta check the car, though. That's wild.
Yep. So, yeah. And
Knowing
then,
that.
yeah, that's down bad. And that's just like, again, that is just the tamest version of down badness that I can think of. Because once you get to,
The dark region.
Once you get to water, that's all I'm gonna say about that. It's getting kind of crazy. So yeah, I think it's about that time because bros, she don't want you. Half the t most of the time, she don't want you. She just wants what you offer from her. What you offer. So yeah, to all the simps out there,
You don't get us in trouble.
to all the simps, incels, and people of pure down bad and degenerate natures. All I have to say is, bros, guys, do better. Listen, focus on y'all selves, kings. You know, go to a gym, work out, figure out like what you want to do with life. Cause it more often than not, it ain't she ain't want you, bro. I'm sorry. I sorry you had to, sorry you had to,
No. Go
sorry
ahead.
you had to learn this way. But yeah, you go ahead, take over.
To defend our women listeners, which will be texting you very soon. I already know one person texting you, or two people texting you at least. There are some women simps, and there are some guys that aren't worth anything. So they are also using you as well. So it goes both ways.
Yep. Women, all to the female simps out there, do better. All right. Again, figure out what you want to do. Go to the gym. Figure out what you want to do with life.
Yeah.
Start streaming. Speaking of streaming, just don't become a hot tub streamer, please. For the love of all that is holy, please don't do it. But it's time to stop the simpage.
Right. Speaking of gyms, since we both like hit it up on a consistent basis, we're now in our baddie phase, which we will be getting text about about that, but we're winning, so it's good to be back. The degenerates that we are.
God. Oh my goodness, bro. I thought we was going somewhere and now you decide to finish with that. All right.
Right, random. All right, so with that, now we can get in. We've been gone for a long time, so this is going to be a detail loaded what's hot. But later in the month, we are going to have a well, more in October, we're going to have a what's hot episode where we detail what's happening, because one of us will ascend to another plane of existence, and we want to cover why that happens. But Meech, what you got?
All right, so what we have is like in terms of things that have been released, Alien, we're starting with the movies side right now. Alien Romulus dropped and I watched it. That's
How'd you feel about the end scene?
because I don't want to say what it is, but The Insign. How'd you feel about that?
Are you talking about that scene.
The birth.
I'm just like, interesting.
Yo, my theater freaked out when that thing stood up.
I'm like, okay, that's gonna give nightmares later.
I felt the Prometheus tie-in from that. That's all I say.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you say like, open the door. Even I was like, nah, I'm with you.
That thing was like, please open that door.
Like, please, brother, please, brother, please. But yeah. So we got that. Let's see what else. What else in terms of, like, movies? Oh yeah, Joker, Folie à Deux comes out October 3rd. That begins the ascension. As he alluded to before, somebody's gonna ascend to a new plane of existence, starting with Joker, Folie à Deux. In terms of, like, other things, like in TV, you know, we got Batman the Caped Crusader on Amazon, and that was a sleeper hit, because it was like, I knew about it, I just didn't know when it was dropping. Mm-hmm. And when it did, I took it up like, oh, I like
how they kept it short too, because, you know, some, like, they tried to make it way too long, they kept it nice and tight. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Kept it nice and tight. And, you know, like, normally with shows, they have like a real overarching story. This was definitely more of an episodic type of beat, which is a good change of pace. Like, it's not really, like, as we mentioned before, like, it's a type of show that, like, was not catered for a streaming audience too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just like, hey, here's your episode, start to finish, boom, done. You can, like, legit watch most of these episodes, you can, like, watch in whatever order you want to.
That's
true. And it'll make just as much sense.
There was, like, one minor thing that kind of tied into, like, the last two episodes with Two-Face. But, absolutely, you can just watch it any way you want.
Exactly. So, yeah, definitely highly recommended. We got House of the Dragons. Good Lord.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to say no more for spoiler reasons, because I would have gotten absolutely crazy. We have, and also in terms of movies, Sonic 3 dropping soon.
Ooh, that trailer.
We got Akira slide. We got the Vegeta kick.
Dude, think about how far Sonic came from its initial inception.
Yes.
Oh my God.
All because the studio listens to fans, and we got certified banger after banger after banger.
And that gets back to my point about originality, because, like, dude, if there's a kid that's going too slow walking up them stairs, they might get drop kicked out of the way. I'm trying to see my Sonic 3, man.
All I'm saying is if you I'm just waiting for all the people who don't know what happens, like, in Shadow's lore.
Ooh.
And the kids in there.
You think they're gonna John Wick it?
Oh no, they 100% are, and they're.
I think it might be PG though.
Nah. Swiss cheese is about to be made. That's all I'm saying. You're about to have some Swiss cheese, and I'm here for. I'm gonna be like,
The people that, like, originally took their kids to see the first one, their kids are probably teenagers now, and, like, are all in to see it. So.
Okay. Yep. And then going from one great video game adaptation trailer to the other, Minecraft got a trailer.
Woo! I won't say anything yet, because I felt the same way about Mario, and Mario did a billion. So I'm not gonna say anything yet.
But at least Mario was animated, though.
Yeah.
This was kind of like a mix, and
this felt like a 2000s type feel to it.
Yeah, and the animation on that sheep is it ain't it. I'm gonna need them to go back to the Sonic drawing board. Everybody, we need you to spam it. Give us back our
definitely board. Not Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which we still need to do a movie review of.
I don't know if I can, because I don't know if I can. I'm a chain command. But yeah, so we got that, and then in terms of just anime, Bleach. Returning in October. Blue Lock returning in October.
There's something else that comes out in October. October got the edit.
Dragon Ball Daima drops in October.
Which, honestly, like, before, Akira passing away. I probably wasn't going to watch it now. I think a lot of people are going to watch it just because he wrote, I believe, all 20 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Or like at least had a hand in writing all 20 episodes. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we have to watch it for our Go for the Dawn one more time. As in My Hero Academia, I already knew what was all happening. What's your thoughts?
Oh, my God. The racism in the last two episodes and how they covered that. But, dude, the way the last episode ended, not the one that aired today, I was just like, how powerful are these villains that? I knew what was going to happen where the dude was going to get to him first. I'm not trying to spoil, so I'm just being very general. Where the dude was going to get to him first and it was going to turn things around for the villain. I was like, and you have the power from him? There's no way you can stop this unless someone comes out of the... We need All Might back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we got that. One Piece still going great as always. JJK, the manga.
I heard people are mad.
Yeah, people are mad. All I'm saying is to all the people who doubted us boys from the beginning, who said that we were all coping. Nah, it wasn't cope. It was hope. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. For all the doubters we hear,
it's actually crazy. Going back to just like quickly with the streaming, I watched because like Max used to have a lot of anime on there. I think now they just have Ghibli. I watched the first season of Jujutsu Kaisen all on Max. This was back when like people thought it wasn't when it was like season two hype. It was like back when it was like season one. This is like somewhat of a parody, somewhat like Naruto Lite, but it's different. Like, oh, you have a demon before it actually turned up like that. So
turned into a demon, you know. But,
yes.
But yeah, so that's pretty much that. Oh, yeah. Oshinoko.
You got it. I had that on my list. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to watch season one, honestly.
Honestly, season two has just been banger. I'm just like, no. Like after that last the last couple episodes, I just couldn't hit it.
I gotta tap in. Yeah,
yep, lock in my guy, lock in. But yeah, so we got that. And now in terms of gaming, Black Myth Wukong.
Yes
sir.
Have you played that?
Yeah, and I've been raging for like...
Is it harder than Bloodborne?
No,
that's what I've heard, but I heard there's more bosses.
Oh, yeah, it's longer than Bloodborne, but it's not as hard as Bloodborne. Like, I'm raging, but I'm not throwing my controller at my TV screen raging yet. Now, I don't know. Like, I haven't found, like, the final boss yet, so maybe that's going to be the breaking point for me. But
that's fair.
But
when is Sparking Zero coming out?
October the 11th, the same day that Dragon Ball Daima drops.
I will not see you for October.
Oh, not. The only way you're going to see me is if you get the game yourself and we run our one.
Break our controller.
Yep. I already got the budget to buy five more controllers because I'm going to need them. There's no going to be no stick drifting here. I've been seeing trailer after trailer. Just some content of like
the Boo one.
They dropped the Boo Saga trailer. I'm like, okay, so yes, Bobby back in the game. All right, cool. That's all I need to see. Because I need somebody to just rip Bobby a new one. And I know exactly who to do it with Divine Justice. That's all you filthy mortals. Your time's at hand. That's all I'm gonna say. But yeah, so that's dropping. Oh yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's Into the Pit, the video game dropped. And it is a wildly successful game due to just how drastically different and much more hardcore it is compared to the other FNAF games so far. So this could like pave the way for more games like it because it's based on a book.
Ooh,
yeah, it's based on a book. So potentially we could get like more book adaptations. I'm here for it. Also, they released another, well, they didn't release a game. They released a trailer to another game called Five Nights at Freddy's Secrets of the Mimic, which is basically about the main antagonist, Security Breach Ruin, the DLC. So yeah, peep game on that. And then finally, in the realm of comic books, I hadn't been really locked in too much on that since the life change happened. But here's what I do have. Miles Morales is now a vampire. So yeah, peep game with that as you will. Boy's a vampire. We got the Venom War, which lock in for the Venom War, because all I'm saying is Peter Parker been doing way better outside his own comics. That's all I'm saying.
I heard our other boy is back.
Which
Normie? Normie done switched up on us.
Oh yeah. He all right. He all right. He good. He good right now. Oh yeah.
He was
Oh, you're talking about in the
red gob.
Oh yeah. Oh no, nah, he been red gob. He chilling. He chilling. He good. But I thought you were talking about Norman. In the main timeline. But I was like, nah, he back on his
He's golden, right?
He was gold. Went back to
stick.
He went back to green, but now he cured. He got his redemption arc. He good again. But yeah, so we got that. Spawn is still spawning out here with no powers right now. And also with DC, they're doing this absolute power event, which basically the Amazo androids all got different. There's many different androids. Each got the power, members of the Justice League, and they're just running roughshod.
Batman one boy.
Oh yeah, failsafe Batman is a different monster. Also, it's dovetailing into a new thing called Absolute DC, which is basically their version of the Marvel's Ultimate Universe again, where this time Batman's beefy. He's a
the one I was thinking about.
And Wonder Woman, she wasn't made out of clay, and Superman he has no Fortress of Solitude. But
I heard he's like a fire being, essentially.
I have no idea what's happened in that besides Batman being a beefy boy. which also, Ultimate Spider-Man, goated, I tell you. This is what we need. Main Amazing Spider-Man runners, Zeb Wells, get off the book. Get off the book. And then finally, just to end things off, we got, you know, 3-star versus 5-star by Thad Boy on both.
Did you see the one today? Oh, my God. No. We'll talk about it offline.
All I'm saying is, like every hood movie.
Oh, my.
Like every hood movie. Dang it. And then finally, if you're keeping up with the NFL right now, especially since NFL is back, how about that Ravens versus Chiefs game? So football is a game about inches. That's all I'm going to say about that. So yeah, that's all I have about in this major what's hot section.
Cool. I'm going to just wrap it up with two quick things because you covered most of it. Again, we're going to have what's hot in October covering all the things come out because we haven't even touched on Venom 3, which will drop in October, which Meech will definitely be gone. I won't see him anymore.
Yep. I completely forgot that was happening in October. I'm not going to lie to you.
So with that, quickly, there's this series, I believe. It's not a movie. It's a series called Fright Night on Peacock. So that has Kevin Hart, Taraji P. Henson, Don Cheadle, Samuel L. Jackson. So it has a cast. Yes, it has a cast in it. So I'm going to tap in on that when I find some free time. Good luck, because Saturday and Sunday are football days now, which you covered. And then something that I want to highlight, it's on Netflix. It's a show called Supercell. That is a really incredible show. Essentially, it's people with powers. Black people in London with powers, and just kind of like that story. And I really love how they tied in all the characters together for that show. So I just wanted to highlight Supercell on Netflix. All right. So with that, we can wrap up. Just for quick housekeeping, next week, we were going to do Transformers 1, but they pushed that back a week for some reason. So next week, we're going to do a deconstruction, reconstruction of the Spawn movie that occurred in the 90s, which wasn't it. So with that, we always look forward to the decon and recons in that perspective. Anything else before we get into the plugs?
I'm just saying, you guys, let's keep up the timing as we can, because once October hits, the ascension happens and you'll never hear from one of us again.
All right. So hit them with the plugs.
All right. So for our Instagram, our X, formerly known as Twitter, and Threads, we're BlurCity22. Hit that bell for notifications. Hit some likes. Hit follow. Make sure you stay up to date on our release schedule and all of that good jazz. We also have our Discord account linked in the Instagram page with a fine community of degenerates. You can join this community and it'll be just a pure blast. We have ourselves our YouTube and our Patreon under Blurred City Pod. And with the Patreon, if you donate a little cheddar, you get access to very exclusive episodes not before seen on the podcast. Additionally, right, we have our email address, blurcity22@gmail.com. That is where if you want to submit like geek out, freak out, thoughts on certain episodes, random fan theories, random musings that you want us to cover, any episode suggestions. Heck, even if you want to say like, hey, we want this person back on the podcast immediately, go ahead and hit us up on that. And if you have any criticism and you want to spout any hate, especially in regards to what we talked about this episode, then yeah, you can go ahead and send that too. Just know it's going to end up in the spam box that'll never be seen to the light of day. So yeah, that's all I got on there. Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm the Jedi Ronin on TikTok. No, the Jedi Born on Mustafar on Instagram as well as TikTok, as well as whatever content I'm about to upload on there. So what you have?
All right, for my individual author pages, my Instagram is Mitri_dash. That is Mitri_dash. For my X/Twitter, that is @TheMad-16. If you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, A Most Regular Tale, that's available on both Amazon, Kindle, and then Barnes & Noble. And then also we are dropping merch. So we're going to do that from September through October. Just like have our merch, put the link in the description below. Check that out. Tap in if you want to. If things go suspicious with the money, don't blame us.
Hey, yo.
You sign. We're going to have like the terms and conditions.
Oh, my. Nah. Crazy.
But no, crazy. That's good. So what's the words of encouragement?
The words of encouragement for today is always be wary of what you're signing. Make sure you read every line. Make sure you read all the terms and conditions. So that way you can stay aware and be up to date on what in the world you're signing up for. Don't be a sheep. Be the shepherd.
Oh, that's bars right there. For mine, just because a lot of it was following the money, don't necessarily be a slave to money. Since I'm talking about two individuals that listen to it, we have our own moral standings that that govern us each and every day. So just move with that, so you're more aligned with yourself and not have it to like compromise. So with that, it's not goodbye forever. This is goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See ya later.